When people talk about movie magic, they rarely mean card tricks. They're talking about digital wizardry and special effects. Well, today we are talking about card tricks. There's a new documentary that's all about them. It's called Deceptive Practice, The Mysteries and Mentors of Ricky Jay, and it seems to have transfixed our critic, Bob Mondello.
Card artist Ricky Jay keeps up a constant stream of chatter in his act on stage, everything from gambling poems to stories about the great Cardini, and it's all very entertaining.
If I could go back in history, and I can, the performer I would most like to see would be Johann Nepomuk Hofsenzer, the famous Viennese card magician who...
But the patter is designed to distract you from what he's doing. In the movie, where you're not just watching his hands every second, it's okay for him to digress, with video, including of him, age 7.
Here I have an empty canister. Keep your eye on it.
But I caught Jay's act on stage a few years back and was lucky enough to get plucked from the audience to sit right at his elbow as he performed his little miracles. And there I tried like crazy not to listen to what he was saying and concentrate instead on the cards. Sure, Jay's feats with what he sometimes calls his 52 assistants would amaze patrons who sit a few feet away, but I was really close, wearing brand new prescription glasses, my powers of observation heightened by years of, well, observation. So when he started showing us three-card Monty, I knew to ignore two of the bent cards and concentrate on the third one. In the movie, they filmed a woman doing exactly what I was doing, sitting next to Jay, putting her face down on the table to see under the cards as he blabs away while turning red queens into black twos and back again.
Put a big X on one of the queens and you had to find
He shows three queens.
Then a little later, they thought it was better to play with black cards.
Same cards, all three are now black twos.
Red pencil and made a big circle so you could see it.
You'll hear the audience laughing as he does this again and again. The woman's nose may be 5 inches from the cards, and it's clear she's got nothing. Subatomic rearrangement of the card faces, maybe? Mass hypnosis? And what's killing her is that from where she's sitting, she can see that the usual explanations about marked cards or shaved cards, the ones that make perfect sense when you're sitting in the front row, don't hold water. I was allowed to touch the cards, hold them, turn them over, and the shuffles, while they must necessarily be rearranging the deck in trickily deceptive ways, look to be genuine mixes of two stacks of cards. He talks about that in the film, too, about spending 8 or 10 or 12 hours a day practicing.
You can just get into a rhythm where it just feels so wonderful that you do it without really spending an awful lot of time thinking about doing it.
Which leaves the thinking to the rest of us, of course. Deceptive Practice, The Mysteries and Mentors of Ricky Jay, films its title character talking quite a bit about celebrated magicians who've taken tricks with them to the grave. And don't expect him to explain his own tricks. He'd be the first to tell you his talent is for misdirection. He's a bamboozler. One BBC journalist talks on screen about how he reduced her to tears with a trick he did just for her, an audience of one. Great story, though I have to say here at NPR we're made of sterner stuff. After sitting at his elbow that day, I can tell you how he manages the tricks I saw really close up. It's not mysterious at all. It's magic, pure and simple. I'm Bob Mondello.